We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The ultimate football team.
The ultimate football show.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Hour
on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most comprehensive, in-depth presentation anywhere concerning fantasy football. The Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Window dealer. By Moxie Soda. By Gould's Distinctive Clothing. And by Atlantic Power Cleaning. The fun and games starts now.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson.
All right, good morning, everybody. Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson, week 5, NFL football and the Fantasy Football Hour. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You know, not bad. Not bad.
Attaboy.
Back I've in been the saddle. Fighting from behind a little bit. Was busy this week, but I'm there. I'm ready.
Attaboy. Big Sunday here in Boston. We got, obviously, you know, Pats, Texans, nothing to blow the horn about, but, you know, it's there.
I was going to say, as if last Sunday wasn't big. Right?
Yeah, well, last Sunday was great.
What an ending to that game. Oh, my word.
I know.
I was sitting there hoping they would actually go for it on fourth, because I didn't think Folk was up for that kick where it was, because they kept saying he was dinged up, right?
All week they said he had a plant leg issue. That was the thing.
Right. Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, that's going to cost you, you know, maybe 3 to 5 yards or something on your comfortable, you know, distance or accuracy, whatever you want to call it. But obviously Belichick knew, because the kick was right there. It almost made it. But yeah, I was sort of hoping they might just go for that fourth down, try to get him into more of a gimme kick, and that would have been, I would have loved seeing him lining up. 100%.
If he even got to, like, if it was 54 yards, that thing's through the uprights. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. So, exactly. I mean, it was a good kick from Folk. I don't think he can knock him. I don't know if
it was wet, but wet field too.
Yeah. You know? Right. No. Exactly. And look, I think give Belichick credit for knowing that he had enough leg.
Yeah.
But wow, what a game, and what an ending to the game.
It was great. You know, it's you know, an unfortunate ending for, you know, we Patriots fans up here. But
no,
like,
I mean, the Patriots, I'm sorry to cut you, Jim, but you guys have had a week to talk about this. The Patriots deserved that game. That's all I want to say.
100%.
They really did, I thought.
You actually nailed it in our show, kind of talking about, you know, how you thought it would go. I mean, it was really a piece of art by Belichick on defense. Like, his strategy, he did a really good job.
And the players, you know, they were disciplined, you know. And you and I were talking off air afterwards, and I was saying, like, if they can just take as much of Brady's pet stuff away as possible, if they can just make him play to his B stuff as much as possible, they could. And they did that really well, I thought.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and what a shame for the Pats, you know. Football's so fragile, right? Because if that kick goes in, like the whole world sort of changes a little bit, and then, like, this whole thing with the offensive lineman would really be, like, a huge blow. But I mean, I don't know how we feel about it, but from one crazy week to the next, right? When's the last time we've seen this many offensive linemen just sort of evaporate?
They've got 80% of their line out today.
Right.
Like, am I wrong? No, it's
right. I was about to say, Andrews is like the only guy standing.
That's all they've got. They had two guys on the COVID protocol. So the hope was
that
Isaiah Wynn and Onwenu, we're going to be close contacts. They could play, but they're not close contacts, apparently, because they're not active. So, I mean, look, they've got some guys that we know in terms of backups, you know, Haran, Kajust.
This is where the depth we've been talking about can help.
It could help. The kid they brought 80%. Back from, the kid they brought back from Miami, his name's escaping me right now. Yeah, he was an original.
Well, hey,
Patriot.
Look, we said the same thing a couple weeks ago. We said, you know, hey, the Ravens are, even though they're playing Lions, they're dead. there's no way you can play without this many internal defensive, you know, inside defensive players missing. Yep. And they ended up doing fine. So, hey, it's a dare to be great situation for the Patriots. If you know, they're the kind of team that can coach around something like this. If anybody could do it, it's Belichick's staff. So
what's interesting,
it's going to make it interesting.
It is. What's interesting is, you know, they spread them out last week and Mac had a great game, had 19 completions in a row against what going in or on paper should be a really good defense in Tampa Bay. Now they're really light at cornerback. And just going back to your original point, that's part of the reason I wanted him to go. Cause I think, you know, Mac was having his day picking what he could, what he could. I think he could've found it, you know?
Yeah. We talked about like with Myers going in, he's going to see the ball a ton. There was a lot of slot opportunity in that game. And gosh, how many targets did he get? It was a lot.
He got a ton.
I don't know the number. Yeah, it was a lot. He's one of the top target guys in the NFL right now. He's had some weeks where the numbers weren't great, but I don't know how many bad target weeks he's had.
He's heavily involved every week. You know what I mean?
So you're going to get I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 41 targets on the year.
4 weeks.
He's got 16 over the last 2 weeks. So yeah, he's really trending well in that regard. And hey, why don't we just start? He's on my trade for list.
All right. Yeah. So we'll give
Jacoby's one of my guys.
Yeah.
Set this up.
Yeah. Let's give it a little bit of so we're going to get into some trade targets because now you're at a point, we've got Pete and I playing a couple of leagues where you actually have two opponents in a week, but you know, most people are either 4-0, 3-1, 2-2, 1-3 or 0-4, and you're looking at trades either to you know satisfy your run down the stretch or to stay in it. And so we thought.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you know where you are, and you know where some of the teams in your league are. If you know the personalities of the people in your league, you might know who's panic selling. I think Hack's leading into the right thing there. But additionally, this is also the time of year where people will start grab bagging on players. You know, guys who are actually very good, who are struggling, they'll start panic selling or just selling at 80% on the dollar. And so it's a good time if you can sort of have a deep rudder and not buy into the, you know, the. I did a thing on Twitter yesterday. It's like some people will say, hey, we've played a whole month now. But I think savvier people will say we've only played four games, four individual outcomes. Yep. And that can skew perception a lot more than the reality can actually change, if you know what I'm saying.
No doubt.
So this is a really good time if you're a savvy owner, if you're the kind of person who's, you know, you got a little guts, you're not afraid to make a move. This is a really good week to lean in, which is why Hack and I decided this is a good week to talk about.
Yeah, and there's a lot of injuries too, a lot of questionables, and a lot of people that we don't know.
You want to hammer,
right? So
you want to hammer the big ones quick?
I will.
Are you going
to
do that?
Yeah, okay, I will. Good. But those are also interesting guys to talk about in terms of trades because you know.
Some of those guys are going to be on the list.
Yeah, somebody's nervous right now. So we're going to get into that. The fantasy show today is brought to you by Botello Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. Love the life you see. And the 8 a.m. hour is brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors. At Feldman Geospatial, they get it right from the ground up. FeldmanGeo.com. Okay, so let's get to it. The big guys this week, I've got four guys who are either doubtful, game time decision, pre-game decision, and one looks like he's maybe turned the corner to expected. But the guys, you know, doubtful is Christian McCaffrey. I don't think there's any surprise there.
He's
going to be out. Game time decision.
I think they actually said officially now he's out.
Is he officially out? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Game time decision. Dalvin Cook, okay, 1 o'clock. I think this is a Madison game. So if you're a Dalvin owner, hopefully you've handcuffed with Madison. I would look at that one. Joe Mixon, a game time decision, but he looks like he's expected now, Pete. Did you see that before
we popped
in?
Sounds like he's going to play, which is a real blankety blank because it's going to be really hard to see him getting a full workload just from the standpoint of not practicing. So he's probably not in a spot. Like even if he was fully healthy, he's probably not getting a full workload just based on missed time.
Right.
And the other guys are reasonably good. So Mixon's going to be a tough one this week. Obviously, if your next running back is some stiff, play Mixon and hope. If you happen to have a really strong backup, you know,
might be a week to sit him.
If you have the team strength to pull Mixon, this is a week to consider it.
No doubt. And then just jumping to receiver, like a pregame decision is Cortland Sutton. Okay. He's playing at 1 o'clock. All these guys are one o'clock games, which is helpful. You know what I mean? But
yeah, that does help.
Yeah. But they are, but Sutton is going to stretch it and see right near the inactives. And I hope it's not one of those situations where he's active and then like you get that whammy at 12:59, which happens sometimes. So those are the guys really to keep your head on a swivel on. Some expected guys. The good news is in the Tennessee Jaguars games that AJ Brown is expected. The Lions have all of their questionables expected to go. TJ Hawkinson, Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, all expected. For the football team, Antonio Gibson, who's been nicked up pretty much all season, is expected, as is Curtis Samuel, which is good to have him back. For the Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater was in the concussion protocol all week long. He has cleared it and is expected to go. I'm always a little bit worried about him. Same game, Melvin Gordon expected to go. Chase Claypool expected to go on the other side of the ball with the Steelers, which is good news for them. And then the 4 o'clock games or the 4:25 games, Dallas at the Giants, the Giants at Dallas. Zeke is expected to go. Amari Cooper is expected to go. And then in the Niners-Cardinals game, which should be very exciting, Chase Evans is expected, and Elijah Mitchell is expected, which is nice. And one, Trey Lance gets his first real shot at it today, so that'll be fun to watch. And I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance was not a lot of fun to watch.
No.
In his first extended action.
No,
I was not real happy with what I saw. Some throws that just were not good. The footwork looked a little shaky in the pocket in terms of throwing the ball. He looked real good running it. So we'll just have to see how that works out. You know, I was hoping to see him a little bit tighter in a good way.
Rare case.
just more settled in with his reads and stuff like that. It seemed like his feet were behind his eyes, which led to some bad passes. Hopefully a full week of starters reps makes a big difference. But if he looks like that this week and the running isn't electric, then we are looking at a downgrade, I think. And the thing that really stinks, Hack, is, and we'll get to this, we could be looking at a downgrade
for everybody,
for their receivers.
And like, Debo's playing so well right now. Yeah. If you're a Debo owner, you're happy. You're getting wide receiver one position,
performance, we'll get to that in a
second. Wide receiver three, you know. But
so you want to start ripping through this?
Yeah. Let's look at your guys. I was just going to say on Lance real quick. It was just the rare situation where even like he was worse than his statistics. Like he didn't.
He was way worse.
Yeah.
That's the point. I mean, if you just look at the statistics, you're like, all right, Trey Lance is happening. But if you watch the game, you know, Debo Samuel made his statistics happen, and the defense just blowing coverages.
Right.
Made a lot of, you know, if you look at Debo's long touchdown on the stat sheet, it's a beautiful deodorant for what you would have seen with your eyes if you'd been watching.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's rip through this list real quick, Hack.
And I'm in.
Whatever gets you fired up, we can hit back. If I miss anybody that you like, obviously feel free to add a name or two.
Yeah, sounds good.
At quarterback, for me, the big one is Josh Allen right now. He looks not great, but I think he looks fine. You know, he looks good enough. And he's just statistically, the numbers aren't there, but the usage is what we expect. He should bounce back with sort of a vengeance. So if you're in a 2QB league, I would definitely consider going after him. In single, sure. But, you know, QBs aren't as important in single.
I think you could see it tonight. I mean, because it's going to tonight could be the night against the Chiefs. Yeah. We'll see in front of the
absolutely,
nation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then on a much lower level, I think because his value is maybe at the floor in 2QB and even in single, a deep single, I think Justin Fields, just if you can grab him basically for free right now, that's probably smart. Because they finally committed to him and now they have to tailor the offense to him. They have to. So
they listened to you last week.
It's worth a shot. It's worth a shot. Yeah, a little bit. At running back, I got a bunch of guys. I think Najee Harris, Jonathan Taylor, Kamara, Javonte Williams, James Robinson, McCaffrey, if you've got the guts, Josh Jacobs, if you're feeling really gutsy, and Sony Michel on a low level as a guy who could really – I like the Rams a lot. And and Henderson, while he looks real good, and he does, gets banged up pretty easily. So, seeing Michel in there getting a ton of touches in a couple of weeks would not shock me one bit, and he's basically free.
He did more than I thought Thursday night. I was surprised to see the amount of carries he got, frankly.
The fumble was obviously a thing. You know, we didn't want that. But apart from that, I think Sony's looked pretty good. And, man, he's made some plays in pass pro that really endear you to a coaching staff. So I would not give up on him based on that one fumble.
Interesting. So a few Patriots fans out there, that's a guy you could probably get for a nickel. You know, because you're playing in a home league, someone probably doesn't like him like me.
Exactly. And a lot of these guys, that's what we want to do. I mean, like, if you're getting Fields, you want to do it on the cheap. Sony Michel, definitely on the cheap. Josh Jacobs, if you want to land him, I think you want to do it at a significant discount. But to me, the way Kenyon Drake has looked, and I mean, he looks to me just awful. Mm. And I'm not a Drake guy, but he looks terrible. Barber's banged up. So Jacobs is sort of the only game in town. I wouldn't mind getting him on the cheap, but do not pay full.
Don't reach full for him. Yeah.
Right. Receivers, I think, is where the action's really at. Although, I mean, I really do like the idea of getting like Javonte now. I think Kamara's down. I think Jonathan Taylor could be a really good.
That's a guy I've had my eye on for a while.
Great.
Yeah.
He's had a bunch of near misses at the goal line. He looks great every time they give him the ball. At some point, they've got to just start giving him the ball more. Maybe I'm wrong, but right now, if you can get him, you know, people were paying mid-first, late first-round prices for him. If you can get him at more of a mid-second, late-second value, early third, I'm all over that.
The thing about Taylor, Pete, is, like, I think that whole offense is, like, it feels like tryouts. You know, like, different guys pop every week. I mean, they've got a quarterback with two injured ankles.
Well, I think you nailed it with your first line hack. They're doling out the playing time as if they're still
in
trying
September.
To figure things out, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
But look, Jonathan Taylor's the guy. I'm just going by my eyes. To me, he looks really good, and the stats aren't really there yet. So I think this is the time to pounce.
It's buying time.
I mean, in my opinion. Wide receiver, there's tons of guys here. And pretty much all of these guys fit into the same category where, and that category is their usage / the way they're playing and the usage they're getting is way above the actual fantasy points they've given.
Yep.
So right now, the people who have these guys in their teams are a little disappointed, but there's absolutely no reason to doubt these players, if you can just follow
that. I'm with you 100%.
So some guys I think really fit that category: Deontay Johnson, Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs hack for all the reasons that you were saying preseason why he should be maybe a first rounder.
Yeah.
I think for all the reasons you gave back then, he should be a really great buy low right now.
Yep.
I think Calvin Ridley, he's going to be out this week, a bye next week. There's this stuff that there's a personal thing going on.
Mm.
I think teams that have him are going to get nervous. And if you're a 3-1, 4-0 team, I think getting Calvin Ridley on the cheap right now
could
be
one.
A league winning move.
Yeah. Do we know what
Michael
it
Gallup is?
Do we know what it is with this person?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But that's the good part. Because if you're the team that has him, you're sitting there freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you're a team that can get him at a discount, you're the one who can see things clearly, because the Falcons don't have a choice to like go sour on Calvin Ridley.
No.
They're all in.
Yeah.
Whatever he's got, they've got to try to help him with.
100%.
So I would buy in. Michael Gallup, probably people are starting to forget about him.
Mm.
He could be back pretty soon. I think he's a good buy low. Michael Thomas, if the team with him is struggling because they overpaid for him, could be a good time to air quote help that team.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland is, their offensive line is playing so well. There's a really good chance that passing game starts to click. I think Landry right now is a good buy low before he gets back.
Yeah.
I think Beckham has been open like all over the field, and they've had a whole bunch of near misses. Like, it would not surprise me if Beckham started going crazy. And right now he might be available on the real cheap.
So I
think he's a good buy.
And coming off
Antonio
week,
Brown.
But just with yeah, back
Antonio
to Beckham,
Brown.
Back to Beckham for a second, buddy.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Mayfield's coming off a week where he couldn't hit anybody, too. So people, if you own Beckham, you're frustrated. That's probably.
Yeah, well, and Mayfield's been struggling with a left side of the body injury. I don't know if that's maybe they need to give him a little more something before the game to keep him pain-free. He's got a left shoulder injury, and it's a labrum, which is painful. I don't know if that's affecting his accuracy or whatever. But Antonio Brown, I think, has looked really good. He said like a long drop on a bomb, but if he had caught that, I think the stats would look a lot different. Brady's had a couple near misses where he was wide open and Brady blew it. So I think AB, if you can get him at wide receiver 3 rates, is a really good buy right now. And really, I think buying any of the big 3 in Tampa after a bad game is just good business.
Yep.
If Mike Evans is a down game, put in an offer. If Godwin is a bad game, put in an offer. If Gronk gets shut out, put in an offer,
because
that's the way that offense is going to work. 3 or 4 will go off each week. Somebody's going to be the odd man out. But over the long haul, the receivers are going to be wide receiver 2s, which is good. And Gronk's going to be probably a top half tight end.
Brady feeds all of his children. We know that. He's going to spread it around.
Just not every week.
Yep.
Just not every
week.
I think Brandon Ayuk has been horrible. If you have him, you hate him. Right now, he is at his absolute floor. So I'm not telling you he's going to bounce back. What I'm telling you is you can get him for free, and the 49ers don't have any choice but to try to get him going because they don't have the surrounding talent, and now they have a Kittle problem. So I think Ayuk, if you can get him for free, is sort of smart. A-Rob, we've seen this guy produce with terrible quarterback play.
Yes.
The odds on him bouncing back, I think, are excellent. Robert Woods, probably last week was the week, but maybe some people might be selling him. That's a high volume pass offense. If Woods is available at less than full price, I would do it.
Massive time.
Robbie Anderson is right now a dead carcass on the side of the road. Yep. People are just driving by. They're not even looking at him. I don't blame them. But this is a really streaky player who succeeded in this offense before and with the quarterback.
Yeah,
as
quarterback
well, on a
loves him.
Offense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons to buy into an Anderson resurgence. So if you can get him at flex level prices, you're not risking much. I would do it. And then just last ones to trade for. I think Darren Waller's a little low right now. If his team is a little, you know, scared, I wouldn't mind getting Waller. And then real quick, the guys who I would be considering selling right now, Kenyon Drake. For anything you can get.
Yeah.
Cordarrelle Patterson, because the stats are so far above what he's probably going to continue to do. Mm. I mean, he's played great, but the odds on the stats keeping up,
I mean, know.
You just don't drop this
I've
many
got
touchdowns.
Him in two leagues, and it's just so glorious. Yeah. I hate to move
so
him. But yeah.
What you want to do is sell him.
Yeah.
If you have serious, serious guts and you play in a deep league, Cooper Kupp is not a bad sell, but he's also a good hold. Okay. Either way, Kupp is just good to have. DJ Moore right now.
Mm.
Usage is phenomenal. If you can sell him high for a player you like even more, this would be the time to do it. Holding Moore is fine as well. Hollywood Brown, I think, is currently performing above where he'll be. I think you can get a little bit extra for him. Tyler Lockett without Wilson is a problem.
Yes.
If you can move Lockett and the person is just not quick on the uptake and they haven't done the math, I would do it now. DK Metcalf to a slightly lesser extent, because I think Geno Smith matches up with him a lot better. Mm. And then for some tight end. Oh, and Deebo Samuel. I love him.
Yeah,
but right now, I think he's probably the best sell in the NFL for fantasy.
He and Patterson are the two most over their skis right now in football in terms of points.
Well, Patterson, I don't know what you can really get. If you can get something for Patterson, you should do it. But Deebo right now, you might be able to sell him for an elite receiver for all I know.
Yeah.
And if you can, you should. And then the last thing, I think Mike Gesicki off a big game is a good sell. And I think Dalton Schultz has been amazing.
Yeah.
But the odd with Gallup coming back, the odds on him continuing to get these types of targets, I don't think is great. If you can sell Dalton Schultz for like top half tight end one prices, I would do it. And I'm done.
Yeah, no, those are interesting. It's
basically... Oh, and Jacoby Myers, add him.
To an add or a sell.
I like the idea of adding Myers because he hasn't hit the touchdowns yet. It is a Patriot station, so probably not in the local Patriot market.
Yeah.
But if you're a national listener, I think it's a good time to acquire Mr. Myers.
You know what's funny? There's so much happening. I damn near forgot we've got a game in like an hour. I think at the London game.
Well, if you want, I mean, it's a jet game, so
yeah. But did
we sort of have a game?
Are we back at war with Great Britain? Are we, because they're sending the Jets and the Falcons over there? Are we mad at them?
This
about
is definitely, if we're looking to upset them, this is a way to do it. And it's the Falcons without Calvin Ridley. So
yeah.
This is a game for those out there who are involved in this game, whether it be seasonal or DFS. I think Patterson could be a play. Kyle Pitts could be a play if the Jets are smart. Big if the Jets are smart, they're going to take away Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, that's the move. You bring everybody up front, you don't let them run, you get after Ryan, and you make sure you're covering Patterson. Make them beat you with Kyle Pitts. Make them beat you with Ryan's arm. Don't let them beat you with scheme. If the Jets set up like that, I don't think they can lose. But they're the Jets, and they'll probably take away Pitts and get burned by Patterson.
And they've got one in a row for the Jets right now.
You know, I have to say, give them credit. They look pretty good. They beat a team that didn't have its team on the field. You know, they beat the Titans without Julio and
H.J. Brown.
So, but hey, the Jets, give them credit. The Jets battled, and, you know, Zach Wilson can play.
I was just going to say that the takeaway, much like the takeaway here over the first 4 weeks in New England, is that we have a quarterback. You know, I think you guys might have a quarterback. I've been saying it all along. He looks like he's looked timid and tentative early, but he's starting to kind of come out of his shell. Would you agree?
I actually don't think he looked timid. I mean, the Patriots, well, I don't know. I think the Jets look terrible. I think he plays behind a line where he doesn't know where it's coming from on any given play. Mm. And I think it took him a couple weeks to adapt to that because he used to play for a team that could protect him for a couple seconds. The Jets, not only can the Jets not protect, but they give up free runners in unpredictable ways. Like 1 minute it's coming from the right, one from the left, the middle.
Dogs loose.
It's a quarterback's nightmare. And it's not like he's throwing to, you know, Randy Moss and Jerry Rice
right,
out there. So
right.
He's been playing a really tough hand. He played like a rookie, like you said. He absolutely did. But I don't understand. I'm struggling to think of any rookie quarterback I've ever watched who'd be able to thrive as a Jet right now. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's the Jets are just
a lot of pressure.
But you know what? I will say this. So far, Robert Saleh, I like him.
He's a tough guy not to like. He's kind of a motivating looking kind of guy,
yeah,
athletic
and he tells
guy,
the truth.
Fired up guy. Yeah, and that's something that you don't get a whole lot of from NFL coaches. So you've got something there.
No, he doesn't blow smoke up the players. You know what? So far I like him. I'm still not sold on the Jet GM who predates Saleh, but I will give Douglas credit that he didn't hire Gase. You can't throw that at him, and he did hire Saleh. So far I like Saleh a lot, and. Saleh Wilson, maybe that could be the future for the Jets. And if it is, man, this could be a heck of a division in a year or two.
Yeah,
really
I wrote about it. I wrote about it several months ago on WEI.com about that. Like, this could be the years coming up, the most competitive the AFC East has ever been. Like, there were pockets in the 70s, like when like two of the five teams at that point were relevant. In the 80s, you had like a mixed bag of three, and the Jets were included in that, by the way, as were the Pats for in and out. But you might have all four teams competitive like in a year, you know, so it's for a long time.
So did you were there any of the names that I went through that sort of caught your attention? Maybe we'll hit them
after the break. We're gonna hit the break. I do have some that you brought up that I would maybe pontificate on a little bit more, and then a couple guys I have. We're going to come back. We'll do a quick trend, and then we're going to hit our locks, and then we'll get back into the trade targets. And your texts, which are rifling in at 37937. Keep them coming. We'll do a lightning round later in the show.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Trending Now is brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, security hardware, and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. All right. Big day in Boston, boys. The Red Sox, game three of the ALDS this afternoon. The series is tied at one game apiece after an unbelievable win on Friday night. Listen to the game right here on Shaw's and Star Markets, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pre-game 3:05, first pitch 4:07. The Pats take on the Houston Texans today at 1. The Pats have offensive line issues for sure, as four of their starting linemen will be out against the Texans. The Celtics beat the Raptors in preseason action yesterday, 113-111. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com. More of the Fantasy Football Hour coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to the Fantasy Football Hour. Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson, the Fantasy Football Guys here at WEEI. We did a lot of trade talk in the first half of the show. We're going to get to our locks of the week. Before we do the locks, I used a big word before the break period. I used the word pontificate, and one of my buddies from college, who I've recently reconnected with, said, "The hell did you learn the word pontificate?" I'll be honest with you, I think somebody said it to me once, and I looked it up, so now I'm owning it.
So now you're pontificating about what pontificate is.
Exactly. The guys I wanted to pontificate about are the Bears receivers. You talked about A-Rob. And I think Mooney, A-Rob and Mooney are targets I like, but yeah, it all predicates on how Fields does, right?
I think all the Bears players really are decent trade targets right now, like every single one of them, because the offense, I mean, I don't think it can continue to be this bad. I just don't think it can.
Yeah.
It has to get better. So it's just a good, you know, you have to be really careful about how you're buying.
But yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mooney's not a bad buy, although he's a little hot. I think A-Rob, we both were talking before, that's the one, because he's so far down. But even look, if you're a really good team and you can get Montgomery for nothing off some team, like, you know, the thing about getting Montgomery is you have to get him at a price where it's okay if he doesn't make it back. You can't lean into it.
Yeah.
But certainly he's a guy, if you can get him as a throw in and a deal from a desperate team, that could be a good thing. He's really looked good before the injury. It's too bad.
How long is he gone for? I mean, is he got the typical IR?
They put him on IR, but it's 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Right. And look, there's no guarantee that it's 4 to 5. So, if you could get him at RB3 prices or something, I would do it.
Sounds good.
Anyway, what are we going to do? Locks?
And, yeah, let's get into the locks.
First.
All right, the lock of the week is brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, Security Hardware, and Locksmith Supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. All right, let's get into our locks. You want to go first?
There are a lot of guys I was looking at this week. I boiled it down finally between Davante Adams and Dak Prescott. I'm going to go with Dak because I feel like the Giants offense has actually been half decent, which should actually push the Cowboys to score 30 plus, and they will, and they'll beat the Giants. But so I just think Dak with, you know, the running back's a little dinged. I think this is a Dak week.
Yeah. And actually, Zeke was one of the targets I was going to talk about. We'll do our locks first. I like the Cowboys offense. They're going really well right now. I think that's a good pick. My lock, I'm looking at a 1 o'clock game that to me, it looks like there's a lot of offense in it, which is the Packers at the Bengals. And I like Mr. Ja'Marr Chase at a $5,600 price tag on DraftKings. And
if you want to talk DraftKings, I'm really into, I think McLaurin is a really good sleeper this week because he's not cheap. I don't think anybody's going to play him. And I think he's just going to see the ball a ton unless Samuel is a lot healthier than they're letting on. But yeah, I like your call.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase. I'm liking Ja'Marr Chase, and I might even hook him up with Joe Burrow.
Yeah. So listen, did you have a name or two you wanted to add, or do we want to dig into some? Did you have a couple of the ones I mentioned?
Zeke is a guy that interests me because, I mean, he's one of those guys who hasn't quite really delivered on the whole yet. And I think that offense looks like it's humming, but it hasn't really added that big element yet. So he's a guy I kind of have my eye on. I don't know what you think. I think about Zeke. Are you a little scared?
No, I mean, no, I'm not scared. The problem is that, you know, he's coming off, what, like 150 yards or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he's been in the zone 3 games in a row. I think he's got like 4 TDs in his last 3. I'm pretty sure that's right. So I don't think he's, if you've got someone right now who's worried about the Zeke injury and they'll sell at a discount, yeah, I'd buy. I'm not moving heaven and earth to get him though.
Yeah.
I do think a couple weeks ago he was on our to trade for list hack, right?
Yeah.
In the Rotobond, I'm like, listen, with everybody saying Pollard's going to be the guy, I'm like, buy Zeke right now.
Yeah. But it would have paid off.
Since then, that script has flipped a little bit. So I certainly have nothing against it. I just don't know if he's going to be cheap right now, I guess is what I'm saying. Was there anybody else?
That's about it. Yeah, no, the guys I was kind of looking to hit. Did we talk about Antonio Gibson? I can't remember.
No. I mean, I'm the only thing about trading for Gibson, I mean, I like him. My concern is that he's a usage player who needs the touches, and this shoulder thing is sort of a injury where usage is bad. So I'm a little bit concerned about a guy I want them to give the ball to a ton who's got a shoulder thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm down.
All right. So those are a couple of guys, and one of the texts that kind of came in was, it's interesting because a guy that is confusing matters there and has for a long time in Washington is J.D. McKissic. And it's just kind of an interesting question that came in, you know, from 401. I need to find it because we were talking about Sony as a potential trade target, you know, a bargain one, if you can get it. Should he drop J.D. McKissic for Sony if he's on the wire?
It depends. It really depends. I would say no, because McKissic is getting the juice right now. They're using him in the green zone. So I would say just keep McKissic for now.
Yeah.
But that's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I was surprised. Yeah, I was,
that coaching staff loves McKissick.
They do. Yeah, they really trust him on the field, Pete, when it matters. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's out there.
And again, the thing with Gibson, you know, if Gibson's shoulder does act up, you know, I like the rookie they have, Jarrett Patterson. He's not bad, but Jarrett Patterson's not going to get more than half the juice.
No.
McKissick's role will go up if something happens to Gibson. So, yeah, I mean, I would probably hang on to McKissick there.
And how about Eckler?
What about him?
Yeah, it's just as a target, you know, do you think he's a gettable, viable buy?
I think he's more of a sell than a buy, but I mean, that's relative. If I have Eckler, I'm happy to have him, and I'm not looking to sell.
Yeah.
But I think right now he's probably, in terms of points scored, probably a little higher than expectation. So, you know, Eckler's good. I like him. I'm always good on selling Eckler because he's always an injury risk to me. So
yeah.
Anytime I can sell Eckler at or above rate, I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I put that out there, because that's the way I feel intuitively with him. I loved him in the role as like the kind of the 2A or the 1B, you know, the carrying the full load. Kind of, he always kind of worries me a little bit. So that was,
yeah, I mean, I love him. He's going to be great. There's nothing wrong with just trying to ride. I mean, look, it's redraft, right?
You know,
ride him, and if he doesn't get hurt, you're going to be great, you know. But again, if I can sell him at a non-risky level, if I can sell him at a level where I think I'm profiting, then yeah, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can anybody's a good sell if you're getting enough. So the guys that you want to sell are guys who are performing a little bit above expectation. That doesn't mean that Eckler's playing over his head. It just means that the opportunities he's gotten randomly have added to more points, and that opportunity may not fall as well for him over the next couple of weeks. That's all it means.
Yeah.
Eckler looks real good.
100%. I wanted to circle back to Thursday night. For those of you out there who lost Russell Wilson on Thursday night, and if you have questions about what to do at your quarterback position, you know, you can hit us in terms of what's out there on your waiver wire, and we can give you kind of a sense of who might be someone to think about. Because I am in that situation. I had to scavenge a little bit yesterday. So,
look, if you're in a single QB league, obviously it hurts, but you're going to be fine. You'll be able to find something.
Yep.
If you're in a two QB league, obviously that's dicier. And you probably don't have a choice. You just have to sell out for Geno.
Mm.
But I'd do it. I don't think Geno Smith is going to hurt you much. This, you know, look, Geno was a dumb kid when he came to the Jets. He had a real big head, and he didn't work real hard. Mm-hmm. And the problems he had with his game, which was basically processing, he didn't improve because he wasn't working hard enough. But now he's been holding a clipboard for, you know, half a decade.
Yeah.
And the last two times I've seen him, he looked like a slightly better quarterback. All I'm going to say is, don't be surprised if Geno Smith ends up being half decent. And if you're in a QB league, definitely there's that inclination to go, well, I'm done. I don't even care anymore. Go spend what you have to spend to get Geno and see what happens. He might surprise you. And it's possible Wilson ends up back sooner than people think. He's maybe the toughest quarterback on the planet.
Yeah, it's looking – he's never missed a start up until what will be next week, right? And so I've seen the worst-case scenario at 6 to 8 weeks, and then this morning I saw maybe 4 weeks, and they've got a bye coming up week 9, so it might not be too bad. So he could be a good Band-Aid. He did, 130 yards and a touchdown last week. Not bad.
Right, and look, DK Metcalf can erase some mistakes for quarterbacks.
Yes, he can.
And you don't have to be the most nuanced passer to throw DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
So as I said before, I think moving Lockett is smart in that whole thing. But, you know, I wouldn't sell DK at too big of a discount. And in 2QB, I would move heaven and earth to get Geno and see if he can keep you afloat for 3 to 4.
Yeah. And just to kind of give like a little bit of a framework, you know, one of the leagues we're in is 12 team and we roster 20. And some of the guys on the wire were Zach Wilson, who I picked up. Jameis Winston was out there. Who else was out there? Taylor Heinicke, you know, who's in a port in a storm. Not a bad guy to pivot to. So there's guys out there that can help you.
In most of my leagues, there's tons of quarterbacks out there. So
yeah, like Goff,
probably you're not going to have a big problem. And obviously, it's not like you need to pick up a guy. If you're in a league where there's 6-7 QBs on the wire every week, then you don't need a QB. You just need to pick up the guy each week that's got the best matchup, and you're good.
Yep, you can stream them. Should we do some text? Want to help some people out? We got a lot of roster questions coming in at 3793.7.
If you want, I was. You still haven't gotten back on like who you.
Well, those are the main guys.
Intrigue you?
Yeah, those are the main. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I liked a lot of what you said. The ones that kind of really stuck out as you were rolling was the Bears receivers, because we talked about them. Right. I'm trying to think too.
I think if you're a good team right now, I think Michael Thomas is a really
that's an interesting
guy.
One.
If,
yeah,
if you can get him at a discount, you know, I think Michael Thomas, A-Rob. You know, if you're a good team, DeAndre Hopkins is another guy. I'd be sending floor offers to the team that has Hopkins every week, because I think once he gets healthy, I haven't seen any of the other receivers on that team step up to the point where they're really going to eat into Nuke. The fact that they have more guys means he's no longer going to be like a 90% yeah. target share, but, yeah. It also means they can set him up for more big looks. So, I think right now he's under, don't pay full freight. Keep making low ball offers, and hopefully eventually you get one.
There's no one in that offense that's done it twice in a row. You know, like Kirk had a big game
right.
what,
that's
about
exactly
3 weeks
what I'm
ago,
saying.
You know what I mean? And that's, then he just disappeared.
That's a good way to express yeah. what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think also we talked about it, but I think Javonte Williams is a guy. That team is, as the year wears on, I think they're going to use him more and more. Gordon looks okay. He doesn't look bad, but he doesn't look great. A lot of his stats came in a single play. And the one thing about Denver that I think a lot of people don't realize is that the offensive line is good. And the offensive line coaching is good. And the scheme is generally well run. So Javonte Williams, I think, has a really good chance of being a mid-level or high-end RB2 down the stretch. And right now you can get him for, you know, RBBC type prices.
Yeah, they've always made it available.
They haven't made the switch yet.
Yeah.
For the people who, here's the basic premise. The people who reached for Javonte Williams in the sixth round, because at this point it was a reach.
Yep.
I did it a couple times myself, okay? But at this point we reached a little bit. So the teams that went after him are disappointed. They're frustrated.
Yeah.
If you can come in with an offer that's just strong enough, this might be a good time to do it, and you solve your RB2 problem if you have one.
And they've always been able to get guys, you know, that are, you know, mediocre
talent. I don't know about
talents.
Solve. At some point, he could solve it.
Yeah, but he's a talented guy, and they've always had to, you know, Royce Freeman got a lot of, you know, stacked up a lot of fantasy points there for a long time. And so they've always been able to scheme guys to get points. So he makes a lot of sense on his own talent.
I think you're living in an alt reality on that one, Hack. I don't remember Royce Freeman putting up. Do you mean someone else?
No, he can help you. They've always, Denver's always been able to get guys yardage. You know what I mean? Get guys some sort of weight on the ground is what I'm saying.
I believe in Munchak, the guy who runs the ground scheme.
Yep.
And I think Teddy Bridgewater is an excellent quarterback for a running back because he sells the play action.
Yeah.
He keeps linebackers, you know, on their heels sometimes. So, you know, again, you don't want to go overpay for him. He's a guy where people overpaid at the sixth round level. So you want to now come in at that eighth or ninth, maybe low seventh round level. See if you can get Williams a little cheap. A couple weeks from now, you might be feeling really good about that.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good target. I think that's a good target.
You know, I think Kamara right now, if you want to pay big rates, I think is a little cheaper than he should be probably.
How is he not getting
Najee Harris?
How is he not getting targets?
Look, I think the short answer to that is I don't think that's going to last, and that's why I would deal for him.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is not a dumb man.
No. I mean, he's always been such an engine in that offense. I just can't – I was scratching my head when I looked at, like, one of my roster. I'm like, he's got no receptions? I couldn't believe it.
I think it was probably a matchup thing. And look, obviously the targets are going to go down a little bit. They don't, you know, they used him as a way to prop up Drew Brees for a couple of years, and they don't need to do that anymore. But what I want to see from him is maybe a little bit more in terms of average depth of target. And, you know, I'd like to see them be more aggressive with him in the pass game. Hopefully they will. But, you know, hey, they're breaking in a new quarterback. Who knows? But I really do believe that Kamara's value won't go lower than it is now, so you're safe if you move forward.
It's a good time to hop on him. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in the lightning round. Coming back, keep those texts coming at 37937. They'll load it up.
It's New England's ultimate fantasy football experience. The Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Football Hour. Jim and Pete getting ready for the lightning round. I'm licking my lips like Steve Belichick to get myself ready. Pete, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 617 had a couple texts.
Yeah, I don't need to see that gif anymore, by the way.
Oh, God. I'm going as him for Halloween, by the way. I'm going as Steve Belichick. It's going to get me a mullet. Oh,
okay, but I wouldn't expect the best assortment of candy.
I'm going to get, like, you know, Jolly Ranchers and licorice with that one. All right, 617. He's got a question about a couple questions about Miles Sanders.
We just saw a creeper at our door. Yeah. People are going to be calling the cops on
him. He is a scary Cat. They can't turn the reins over to him. Please don't do it. Okay, 617, Standard. Miles Sanders or one of our faves, CPAT, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, wow.
That's tough. I don't know what to do with Miles Sanders. I'm playing CPAT, I think.
It's a 50-50. I mean, look. Yeah, I don't know. That's a really tough call. I would trust your gut. I mean, look, both of those guys are wild card type starts.
Yeah.
They both have the potential to go nuts, and they both have the potential to have like 5 to 10 touches and not do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, the problem with Sanders is Gainwell has really started to gain well and is chipping in.
Yeah.
So, you know, the problem, my gut says Sanders, to be honest. The problem is I don't know where the Eagles coaching staff is at. And if Gainwell goes 5% higher this week, then we're going to wish it was Patterson. So, you know, Patterson's playing the Jets. The Jets are playing early in the morning on the other side of the planet.
He's rolling too, man. Patterson's
the ocean.
Rolling.
Yeah, you know, I have no problem if you want to go Patterson there. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I think I'd play Patterson, but I think that it's a tough decision for sure.
So collectively, we lean Patterson.
There we go. 9-7-8 is in a PPR, looking for a flex. Again, Patterson, Mike Williams, Damian Williams, who's got the juice for the Bears this week, or Chuba Hubbard.
I'm playing Mike Williams.
Yeah, he is the...
There's just no way I'm putting Mike Williams on the bench right now.
He is a red zone...
If I only get to play one of those guys, I'm playing Mike Williams.
Red zone
monster.
They're
all good plays.
Yep, red zone monster. 508, Trey Sermon or Nyheim Hines in PPR?
Sermon.
I think I'm going Sermon too. 781.
We don't know. Sermon. It's possible Sermon's got 80% of the gig. It's not possible that Hines does.
Correct. And we were talking about Taylor early in the show. If you missed it, you can get that on the app. That he's a guy to trade for right now. 781, need a tight end, PPR. He's got Hayden Hurst, Max Williams, Evan Engram against Dallas, or Tonyan in a shootout against
Cincinnati. I think I'd play Tonyan.
Yeah, me too.
I believe I'd play Tonyan. If anybody who's hurting, really hurting at tight end, is in like a deep league this week, you know, Cam Brate instead of Bronk, instead of Gronk is a move you could make. And then Ricky Seals-Jones for the football team.
Yeah, Logan Thomas is out, right?
Yeah,
he's out there. Derek the Duck from 401, PPR. He's got CPAT, Damian Williams, Chuba Hubbard, or Madison. Needs two.
I think I like Damian Williams there.
I do too. And I think I'm going to give you, I think I might go Madison. I think I kind of like.
And look, all of those guys are reasonably good plays.
Yep.
But Damian Williams should have the whole gig this week.
Yep. Yeah, he's got nothing but open field ahead
of him. Take the touches on that one, I think.
Yep. 603 needs one. Samaje Perine, Trey Sermon, or Javonte Williams? I'm going Javonte Williams there.
I think I'd go Javonte too.
Yeah, I can't
play. All of those guys are close. Perine, we don't know. If you get too much mixing, you just could be completely blanked. So I think Perine, no. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I think I like Javonte there. 781. Man, you get some good receivers. This is a wide receiver too you're looking for. Jiminy Crickets. PPR, he needs two. Thielen, AB, Corey Davis, AJ Brown.
First two for me.
Thielen and AB. AJ Brown's just coming back from an injury. That's my only hesitation.
Yeah, I don't trust his health. Yeah. I feel like he could, you know, be quick. He could be a quick out if he gets dinged. So
100%. Yeah, 100%. 781 also in a PPR. He needs an RB2. Mike Davis or Damian Williams? I'm going Damian Williams.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Mike Davis is just, you know, we don't know what we're going to get with him.
Nothing against Davis. But the other guy's role is too big right now. And the Jets, I have a feeling the Jets are going to be rushing the line of scrimmage, which hurts Davis.
Yeah, and Mike Davis had kind of a garbage score last week, which, you know, helped his point total, but know what it was. 413, a flex, Josh Jacobs or Hunter Renfro. My, have the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacobs.
You got to take the running back there, yeah. I like Renfro, though. Let's see, 401's in PPR, Damian Harris or Mike Davis. That is actually closer than it sounds.
I'm taking Damian.
Yeah. Look,
I mean, it's tough with the Pats line. That is a little bit of a tough call, but
yeah,
I think the Pats are going to win.
They are playing Houston. I mean,
and for what it's worth, we haven't done Pat Lock of the Week.
Myers.
Yes, mine is going to be Pat's D.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I just feel like Belichick, I feel like he's like, I need to get my rookie QB a win this week.
Yeah.
We're not helping him. We've got him playing behind all the backups. Like, this is my job this week. I you know, we got Davis Mills over there 100%. With it, you know, looking cross-eyed before the game even starts. Like this is a week for Belichick magic. I'm taking the Pats.
That's a great pick. 617. We talked about Dalvin Cook, who is a game time decision today. sit Cook. He's got good options. And the reason you have, I would play the options you have. He's got Leonard Fournette, James Robinson, and Kareem Hunt in a PPR. I think you've got good options.
I'd play James Robinson.
Yeah. No, but I think if he can play those three over, any of those three over Cook.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Fournette, J-Rob,
yeah,
and Hunt.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you can sort of, what's the timing on that, Jim? Do we,
Cook's game time decision.
I minimized my schedule. That's darn it.
Yeah, he's a 1 o'clock. Cook is a game time decision for a 1 p.m.
At
so you
o'clock.
Should have a clear
right.
picture. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if give me those other options again, really quick.
He's got Fournette, James Robinson, and Kareem Hunt, which I think are good options.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're saying Cook is starting and he warmed up really well, I would do that. I would play those guys.
I agree. All right. Look, if we didn't get to your text, and I know there's a bunch we didn't, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at WEEI Hacksaw. Pete's at Rotobon. We've got NFL Sunday coming up. Good Pats game at 1. The big game at 4 at the Red Sox. Keep it here at WEEI all day, and good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.